Welcome to the Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. All right, folks, buckle up because TikTok's CEO is about to enter the Trumpverse. Shouzi Chu is heading to Mar-a-Lago to schmooze with the former president himself. Talk about an unlikely duo. It's like watching your high school principal try to hang out with the cool kids. Remember when Trump was all about banning TikTok? Well, apparently he's had a change of heart. Not only is he cool with the app now, but he's even joined it. I guess there's nothing like the allure of viral dance trends to make a politician flip-flop. But let's be real, this meetup isn't just for funsies. TikTok is facing a ban or divest deadline, and they're pulling out all the stops. It's like watching a tech company play political twister. Left hand on the former president, right foot on public opinion. Speaking of tech giants in hot water, Meta just got hit with a 251 million euros fine for a Facebook breach that affected millions of users. That's a lot of zeros, but for Zuckerberg, it's probably just another Tuesday. You've got to wonder if these fines actually change anything, or if they're just the cost of doing business for these megacore. It's like trying to discipline a billionaire with a parking ticket. But it's not all bad news in Zuckerberg's world. Threads, Meta's Twitter killer, just hit 100 million daily active users. That's a pretty impressive number, but let's dig a little deeper. How many of those users are just your aunt posting blurry food pics or your old high school classmate sharing inspirational quotes? It's like the social media equivalent of a participation trophy. Now, for all you tech hoarders out there, Framework's got a treat for you. Their new laptop expansion bay lets you cram in four SSDs, because apparently some people need to carry around the entire Library of Congress in their backpack. It's perfect for those just-in-case-I-need-my-entire-Steam-library-while-camping moments. Speaking of overkill, AWS is now renting out servers with 7,680 vCPUs and 128 terabytes of RAM. That's not a server, that's a digital universe in a box. It's for when you absolutely positively need to run all the Chrome tabs. Or maybe you're planning to simulate the entire Marvel multiverse, who knows? And if you thought that was excessive, wait till you hear about Blackmagic's new Apple Vision Pro camera. It costs a cool $29,995. That's right, folks. The future of VR is apparently priced like a luxury car. For that price, it better make you breakfast and walk your dog, too. Finally, here's a thought to keep you up at night. If AI can write code, will future developers just be really good at writing prompts? Imagine a world where coding interviews are just elaborate Mad Libs. Hey, AI, build me a Twitter clone, but make it run on blockchain and smell like cheese. The future of tech might just be a battle of who can come up with the wackiest, most specific prompts. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.